Zohar, chapter 3, Mishnah 6. Misha Abaisel Samuch L'Avodah Zorah. Someone whose house is next to a place of idolatry, so that the wall between them, it's like a shared wall, you know, between his house and the place of idol worship. And then V'nafal, the wall falls down. So Asa Livnoisa, he is forbidden to rebuild the wall, because by rebuilding it, he's basically fixing up the place of worship, the idolatry place over there. So Ketzad Yasa, what should he do? Koines Pesach Shelo Arba Amos Bona. He should withdraw into his own property and then rebuild the wall. He should, you know, come in 2 meters and then rebuild the wall. So the wall that he rebuilds will be of no benefit to them and only a benefit to him. Well, they still don't think they can use the property. And in fact, he actually brings, I think I saw it over here. Yeah, I did. He says over here that he should fill up the 2 meters with thorn bushes. And then they'll have to rebuild their part. Haya Shelo v'shel avodah zarah. And how does he judge the two amas? So they look at the wall, if it was half and half, a shared wall, if it was he paid and they paid. So then nidon mechetz al mechetz. So then he draws an imaginary line where the wall was, through the middle, and he withdraws 4 amas from that imaginary line. That's how he measures the 4 amas. Avanav eitza v'afroi metamin kasheretz. The stones, the wood, and the dust of the wall impart impurity like an unclean reptile to that level, meaning that if you touched them, you'd be unclean through contact, but not by being carried. And Wash Neemar Shikats Tishak Tsenu, that's the Pasuk in Tvarim that says, thou shalt utterly detest it. So it's actually this rabbinical decree that the stones here convey Tumah. And the rabbis used this Pasuk as a Asmachta. This is where they, like, you know, relied on to make their decree. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he says, he disagrees. He says, Kanida, he says the decree was more severe. Shneemar, and he brings a different Pasuk for his Asmachta. Tizraim Kumodava, that you shall put them far away. Tsei Tomar Lo, and you should say to them, like, go away. So he uses this verse for his Asmachta. So my Nida Matame Abamasa, just as a Nida also imparts impurity by being carried, Afavoda Zora Matame Abamasa, so too an idol would impart impurity by being carried. Brings over the loch is according to the first opinion. So the stones and all of that, you would be Tame if you touched them, right? But not if you carried them without touching them, like in another bag or something like that. And the other issue is that you could, you know, if the stones themselves were not worshipped, let's say, if they weren't like the idol themselves, but it was the house that. So it could also be that you would be able to sell them, right? You could sell them to a non-Jew, because they wouldn't be forbidden for benefit, but they would still be tamei.